And there was a cache. This cache is made up high. And there's a room under there. And this woman was cutting fish and cutting meat. With all the meat that she's supposed to cut all day long, standing on her feet. And the sun is beating down on her, and she's still standing up all day long and cut fish. And towards evening, we do that every day. That's for every woman that works. And every woman that works on a fish that would stand on her feet all day. Sometimes we have to grab something to eat. In the daytime we have to, and our lunchtime we thought, and we have to drink tea. Sometimes we have to have tea right by us. And that's how that we make a living them days. When we grow up a lot of children, and still we have to do that, I remember.
How many fish would you say you cut in a day?
Well, all the fish they bring in.
Like, how many might that be?
One springtime, one summer, we had a lot of fish. About 30 fish a day.
Mm.
Gee, that's a lot, you know, for us
to
cut. And we give some of it away, you know, sometimes. And we have to hang them all up. Because we have to dry them. If we don't dry them, they're going to spoil on us. So we have to take good care of our fish. And we know a family has a lot of dogs these days. So we know how to take care of those fish for the winter. Put them away. All the fish we can. And the meat that they bring in, we have to cut it up and hang them up to dry or smoke them and put them away. And still, we don't get tired them days. That's how I feel when I work on days, you know, all day long I was down on my feet, and then night comes like that, and some women are working harder than that. We just have to work all the time alongside of our husband and alongside of our children, and teach them, and still they don't work like us nowadays. We have a hard working woman we are them days. And this woman, I don't know her name, but she's cutting fish all day long, and she looks like she's tired, but she has to cut fish.
You sound like you might know how she must have felt.
I know. She felt.
How did she feel?
I think she feels very happy because she's cutting. She's cutting meat and she's cutting fish and all these for winter, and she knows she's going to have them for winter. That's how we do that. Yeah. A lot of work more to do right there. This is how they cut fish these days and to eat. And fancy fish they cut. And then we smoke them. And then put them away for winter. And they boil it really good.
Mm.
I don't know how they call it, but Billy fish we call it. And that's a good way to cut fish. And look at all the work we're going to do. This woman, I don't know her name.